to be right. And I hate every false way. And I do too. We get these two more scriptures in on this cassette. 1 Samuel, the 10th chapter. My favorite scripture in the Old Testament. 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter, and verse 23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will what? Teach you. I will teach you. See, they had a strong man to teach them. They didn't have many teachers around. They had one strong man teaching, leading, and being an example to them. And Israel became strong under the leadership of the great prophet, Samuel. He said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you. Now, there's no use me coming out here every morning, every night, praying for you folks if I can't teach you. I can pray for you till my head falls off. If I can't teach you, I'm not going to lead you in God's perfect will or nowhere near it. And you'll probably even get out of God's good will. I've got to teach you. I will teach you what? The good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth and with all your heart. For consider how great things he's done for you. But if you'll go on and do wickedly, you'll be consumed, both you and your king. If you won't let me teach you, you'll be consumed. All right, and the Great Commission. Ending up on that, Matthew, you know where that is. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. The Great Commission of Jesus Christ to his followers, his disciples, his apostles. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I believe that. The next verse says, teaching them. Teaching them. Teaching. Be taught. Learn. And live. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. What did they teach? Jesus commanded them to teach all things, to observe all things that I have commanded you. And I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. I've got to get this in. Be taught, learn, and live. I've got to get one scripture in on why God says to live after you've been taught and you've learned and live. Proverbs 4, hear you children the instruction of a father and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. You got to have a father in the Lord. And you got, yeah. If you don't have a natural father to teach you, you got to have a father in the Lord to teach you. Yeah. He taught me also. You've got to be taught. You've got to learn. And said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. That's learning. Just hearing them, you haven't learned nothing. You got to retain them. Retain my words. Retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Let me teach you so you can retain my words and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Verse 13. It's all wonderful in this chapter. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Yeah. Keep my instruction, my son. God put you into my hand to teach you. But if you wander out of the way of understanding, you're going to go out and remain in the congregation with the rest of the dead that resent the word of God and hate the man that teaches and rebukes and reproves. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned to fables. You're going to hear somebody. You're going to hear the man of God with the wisdom and understanding of God's word and knowledge of God's word, or you going out and heap to yourself a teacher that'll tickle your ears and lead you to destruction. Proverbs 38-10. Now go write it before them on a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever. This is a rebellious people. This is a lying bunch of children. Children that will not hear the word of the Lord, which say to their seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Prophesy smooth things. Ooh. You're so hard with that sword of the Spirit in your hand. No, I'm not hard. I'm just strong. I'm strong, fathers, because the word of God abideth in me, and I overcome the wicked one every day. Praise the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong, my son, in the grace which is in Christ Jesus. And teach other men to teach other faithful men to teach other faithful men. And that's the only way it's going to work. You got to get in God's perfect will by finding understanding and living and staying, retaining the words that you've been taught. Retain it and live. Shall we pray? Father, bless and catch our heart in the grip of your divine persuasion and power. Catch us in something that's outside and beyond ourselves, beyond our comprehension, beyond our grasp. Caught in the grip of divine persuasion and power, and brought into God's perfect will, because we don't lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, help us to acknowledge you, and you'll direct our paths, and our paths will be in the way that's perfect with you, and we'll have riches and honor in life, because we're humble and we fear God. We'll have these wonderful benefits of Calvary that you promised to those that are humble and fear the Lord. Put us in that path. Proverbs 4:18, for the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And when we are walking in that light and path of the just to the perfect day, we're going to be in God's perfect will, that we'll be an example and a light and a pattern. For Jesus' sake, I pray that you'll grant it to everyone that hears this message today or by cassette or on radio, for the glory of God. Amen. And amen.